It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Temptation Island podcast here on Rob Has a Podcast. It's hosted by me, Maggie Morgan, and Kirsten McInnes. How are you doing today, Kirsten?
Oh, I'm doing so well because I'm not being, like, gaslit by a dentist, you know? Life is good.
Oh, gosh, this is going to be a fun one today. And joining us to talk about this epic hour of television is the amazing Sasha Joseph. How are you today, Sasha?
Oh my God, I'm so happy because I love myself. And when I see myself in the mirror, I'm so happy.
Oh gosh.
Oh no.
Hey, you know what? It could be worse. You could look in the mirror and hate yourself, right?
And think you're not at the level of people that you are.
Oh,
anyway, at the level above the level. So far,
it's not even the same galaxy.
It's crazy. So, we're here, obviously, to talk about the epic hour of television that is Temptation Island. It airs 10 p.m. on the USA Network, but they also put up the episode on YouTube the next day. And the titles, they're a little precarious. They're like the entire title of this current episode was like sexy singles have a dance party with like taken boys who are tempted. And I was like, what? Is this like I'm so confused?
Literally, we're like, okay, how do we get people to click on this? And then they took it 10 steps further than they needed to, at minimum.
I mean, I don't want to get inappropriate here, but like the people who named this show on YouTube, it sounds a bit like they're looking up something else online, if you know what I mean.
It's a literal clickbait. Like when you watch other YouTubers, yeah, they'll be like, I am bankrupt for the rest of my life. And it's like, oh, someone stole $10. Like, that's the video. So that's what I feel like Temptation Island was trying to do. Because I saw your tweet, Maggie, and I thought it was hilarious. Because I was like, no, but why did they write this? Was it an algorithm that wrote it, like a robot?
Because it had to have been.
Can't write that, right?
Well, and like, what even was the actual name of this episode? Can we?
Bad Boys. Or He's a Bad Boy.
Really? I didn't even, yeah. I watched it live, so I didn't even watch it on the USA Network to see that.
See, and so that's what I don't understand, is they already have a name for the episode. So exactly. Why aren't they putting it on YouTube with a name that is outside of the actual episode name? That's like, if I'm like, okay, my name's Kirsten, and then I just decided to make YouTube videos and be like, hi, this is a blonde streamer, Canadian, beach, can't stop talking. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Loves cats.
It's so crazy. Okay, this is the name of the episode. In brackets, full episode. Hot singles play sexy truth or dare with taken guys - Temptation Island - USA Network. Huh? Like, I'm sorry.
Wouldn't that be the name of like just a clip of the episode? Why is that the name of the whole episode?
No, but why is that even, why would that be a name of a clip? That literally tells me nothing about what's going on. Unless, like Maggie, you said, you were on it wanting to go to another site. And then it was blocked and you're like, oh, what do I do now? Let me search on YouTube.
Yeah, they thought, they thought they were uploading the episode to RedTube, so they gave it a different name.
It's like 10 like descriptive, like 10 adjectives that they strung together in a row. It doesn't make any sense.
My favorite thing about Temptation Island so far and about podcasting about it is that, and the audience will never know this, but I just can't think about the show without blushing for no reason. Like, it's not like I'm scandalized, but I just turn red and I think like I'm getting more red. I just can't stop.
It's because it's embarrassing, like, right?
I think that's it. I'm excited to be here. I'm having a fun time. But I also am like deeply embarrassed that this is where I'm at. Like, I don't know. Like, last week I noticed, too. I was like, wait a second. I'm turning very red. And then it's happening again.
It's like you're getting grinded on, but you're not.
But it's not like that at all.
Okay, so... All right, so maybe we should start talking about the episode.
Okay,
here.
So at the end of last episode, it was basically like, kiss your partner goodbye because you're never going to see them again. And then they go to their separate villas, right? So, like, I don't know what I thought the villas were going to be like, but it wasn't this.
Me either. I thought that they would be on, like, literally different islands, but it appears as though they're in adjoining hotels with only, like, bushes in between them. Which, like, I would be yelling over the bushes, be like, don't you dare cheat on me to my boyfriend.
That's Chelsea to Thomas. Thomas, don't do it.
So, okay. What are the chances that at some point during the season we get someone in those bushes trying to communicate with their significant other?
I mean, they probably have handlers, right? Like,
yeah, but the handlers are going to let that. They're going to be like, this is good TV. We're going to let this happen. It's like on like The Bachelor when one of the girls will like show up at the Bachelor's hotel room.
True.
Unannounced.
You know, it's, believe it or not, I don't watch The Bachelor. I only choose to watch really great reality television about love, like Temptation Island. So,
I mean, I sometimes try to watch The Bachelor and then I fall off after like two episodes every time. And then in hindsight, turns out that was a great choice because it's bad.
Yeah, I've never been wrong about not watching The Bachelor. Like, no one has been like, you missed the greatest season yet. Like,
never. Very fair.
The show would, though. Their YouTube video would be like, surprise final rose, blindside, shocking breakup engagement ring.
Oh my gosh.
One other keyword, red rose with one stem.
Bland so white man.
With even blander white girl.
Yes. 100%.
Like 17 blonde girls named Ashley.
And they're all 22.
All in one season.
Of course. Ready to get married.
37.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's Thomas and Chelsea. But okay, Sasha, I have a question for you because mine and Kristen's thoughts on episode one leading into episode two is it's well documented. What are your thoughts on Temptation Island as a whole? How do you feel about this amazing slice of television that we're talking about?
A lot like y'all, where you last time you were asking, like, why are people on this show? Mm-hmm. Like, that is definitely the camp I'm still in, where I'm still wanting to know why people are in this show. Julian liked a tweet that I posted about him. So I, like, ended up going on his Twitter to, like, check, at, you know, like, how many followers. Okay, this was last week. 1,500. So, like, and he's verified, y'all. So I
What's
don't...
his last name?
I don't know. It's
just, what was the tweet?
Oh, I just made a joke that he was social distancing from the girls. That's literally all he said.
Hey, well, that's a nice tweet that he liked.
Yeah,
you know.
I like Julian. So yeah, and you know, looking at these couples, like a lot of them are ratchet. Mm-hmm. So, which I'm thankful for. Julian Allen is his name. Yes.
Got it.
So
and
I went on.
1,300 followers.
Oh, well, I went on Instagram after last week. And I also started looking up people and I found all of the women on Instagram and all of them posted like that they were going on Temptation Island. And they said, I am going on Temptation Island. Like yeah. I'll be on the show. Nobody said like me and my partner. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of photos together. The women, like it sounds like they're very close yes. friends after the fact, which means I think we're getting some juicy stuff because I feel like, yeah, in this episode, I don't know how you guys felt, but I felt like we watched half of the, like, this season on Temptation Island was in this episode. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, this is the party where they're all dressed as angels and devils. This is the ziplining date. Like, I feel like there's a lot to come that they didn't want to show us in the, like, episode or in the preview because I think it's going to get really crazy.
And I think it's going to get crazy fast. Which is mm-hmm. why, because the fact that they ended a bonfire like halfway, right? Like we didn't get mm-hmm. the other two. So that's why to me, it's like, yeah, there's probably so much going on that they can't even finish it or there's not much going on and they need to drag it. But I'm hoping mm-hmm. it's the first one.
Me too.
Either or, we're going to be entertained. I can't mm-hmm. believe that Jillian is verified with 1,300 followers.
That's what that I'm just, saying, y'all.
That grinds my... Whenever anyone has less Twitter followers than me and they're verified, I'm like, and who are you? Like, get out of... Like, I know they're probably... Like, they're, like, real journalists or whatever, but I just... I get so mad. I get literally furious.
No, I totally understand because when he liked it, I didn't realize it was him. And but then I saw the check mark and I was like, 1,500 or 1,300 followers and a damn... check mark? How? And you know, I mean, so I guess if I weren't married, you know, and I had one of my exes, like I guess that's how I get verified on Twitter.
To sure. You know, you get that vacay. Okay, so we should start at the top of this episode yeah, yeah. and maybe just go through. So obviously, you know, the top of the episode has them leaving their significant others. The girls walk into their villa. They start chatting and like, you know, they're very emotional with one another. And then suddenly, boom, the singles arrive and we're off to the races. And these guys are like ready to go.
Well, Kate, because listen, they spent the whole afternoon getting drunk together with these men. Then the men, where did they go while the couples were having their dinner and their final goodbyes? They were probably still drinking. These men are just blackout drunk. They've been partying all day. They're ready to keep going.
And do you think they keep the singles together? Like, sequestered somewhere.
Yes.
While this is happening.
You think they're giving them like 24 separate hotel rooms for all the singles? Mm-hmm. So I think they've got all the men together and all the women together.
Oh, okay. So you do think that.
I don't think they want intermingling of the singles, right?
Like,
they
want cross contamination. A lot of fluids.
So you better wash your hands, as Erica said.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh my God, I love Erica.
So the girls, I just think that this is so funny about the way that this works. Like all of the women who are in relationships are very coy and reserved around these men. And all of the guys are like ready to go. Like all of their boyfriends, like they're just immediately, we see Kendall grinding. We see them like getting wasted. Like they're all sitting together and Thomas starts just immediately talking mad shit about his girlfriend to these girls. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I did want to get your guys' take on his story because, you know, he's sitting there and he's telling this story of how, you know, he wants to be himself and be flirty, but still be respectful to Chelsea. And he starts talking about this networking event that he went to where he's talking to the girl in front of him in line and, you know, he's getting her information and Chelsea was mad and he was like, but it was a networking event.
Rather if you watch the challenge.
Yeah. Yes.
So mm-hmm. this gave me the same energy as when Zach was like, oh, yeah, I just logged into Ooh. Bumble to see if it mm-hmm. works in South Africa, which like, yeah. why would it not? Like, what's mm-hmm. wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. No, Thomas is, first of all, if anyone cares about Thomas, like at me, because we're going to fight. Because Thomas is so annoying. Like how, I don't think in my life I could ever be with someone that is this flirty because number one, like, is he talks about, like, oh, we exchange social medias. First of all, is that how young people, like, flirt now? Because
he's
what
37.
Happens?
Yeah, oh, he's not young.
He's older than me. Oh, but anyway, I was just like, don't you exchange numbers or business cards because this is a networking event? What's up? Anyway, so that was issue number one where I was like, you are already being shady. And then secondly, this is how he met Chelsea. It was via social media. Mm-hmm. So of course she's going to feel some type of way because this man over here just lurking all the time. And he's probably just looking for the next best thing. Ratchet, ratchet person.
I thought too, like, you know, it sounds to me like, you know, you're at a networking event, sure, but like you can be discerning. And also I have a feeling that he was talking to this girl and never once turned and said, hey, this is my girlfriend, Chelsea. She does this. She's in music. She, you know, whatever it is that she's doing, like, and tried to include her in the conversation. I would bet money that he acted like Chelsea was not there.
Was she there?
Yeah.
She said she was standing next to him.
And she says at the bonfire, he didn't introduce her, I think, right? Yeah.
Oh, my
God. She said something like that. But, yeah, so that's where, again, Miss Leafy started crying again. But, like, I understand, though. I want to be understanding.
I also feel like we're getting told that Thomas is such a flirt and he's so good with women. But I've seen no evidence of that.
None. Nothing.
He has no game.
If someone like Thomas talked to you, wouldn't you be like, let me hit the exact other side of the room so that I can get away from this creep?
Yes.
I would leave the function, I think.
Yes.
Man who's giving me attention.
I guess I just think, like, I mean, not to like belabor this point, but like Red Flag City is all over the place at Temptation Island. We pretty much should call it like Red Flag City. But like he is 37 and Chelsea tells us later in the episode that he is the one who wanted to come to Temptation Island and she had to be convinced. And I'm like, dude, if you have not sown your wild oats by the time you're 37, you're never going to stop. Like, if you don't feel like you're ready to settle down and you need to go to a place like Temptation Island, you will never be ready to settle down because you're at the point in your life where you're at a crossroads where you can pick to either, you know, settle down, have a family, get married or not. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with either choice. What's wrong is putting this poor woman through what you're putting her through, where she is weepy on national television to the umpth degree.
I do just want to say for the record, it's not like I love her either. No. Like, she also seems...
We'll get there.
Not the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, again, room to hate both of them.
Yeah, and the girls that he's around. First of all, why are they always with, like, at least 3+ women? Like, they're holding court. Like, that's very interesting.
Because there's 4 of them and 12
True.
Women.
But it's weird. And then, yeah, weird. And then he... Like, the girls are so shady. And they're like, has she been someone that's cheated on her? And then he goes on a whole, like, putting her business out there. Yeah, she has. That's why she doesn't trust me. And then it's like, oh, you shouldn't be with someone that makes you feel anxious. It's like, yeah, same to Chelsea. Don't be with someone that makes you feel this way, period. It doesn't matter, like, what the truth is. Like, women's intuition is a thing. Like, you should trust it.
Where is Thomas's anxiety? I don't see any anxiety.
Well, I think it's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's coming. I did see a clip of him crying coming up on a future episode. So,
well, he had a moment during the party. Yeah, he had a moment during the party too.
Yeah.
Where he like went a little wild. So
we'll get there. Yeah. So it goes back. Now we're back at the women's villa. And, you know, Chelsea and Dr. Blake are feeling each other. And, you know, Dr. Blake's giving Chelsea all of the attention he was talking about last week. The way that he was going to get his girl was by giving her all of the attention. And I don't know, Kirsten, if you want to bring up what we know about Dr. Blake.
I don't even know where to start with Dr. Blake. Like, we did find out via social media some information about Dr. Blake after the premiere, which is like
exciting, guys. The scoop.
He is like all in on this Temptation Island experience. He is enjoying it to the most. This is his thing. So much so that he hosted a watch party last week and probably this week.
In St. Louis, correct? Mm-hmm. And there was like a poster that was like St. Louis's own Dr. Blake. And it's a pandemic. I'm sorry, What?
You think well, Missouri cares?
What? It's because they think he's a doctor, so they think it's okay.
No, this is exactly why he's a hack, because he does this kind of stuff.
Like, I mean, clearly. It's not good. But, you know, they're talking, they're vibing, they're getting to know each other. And then Erica starts talking again for now the 17th time in two episodes about how she was a soccer player. And
Erin.
Yes, sorry. I wrote Erica, but I did mean Erin.
No, names are so similar. It's so hard.
Yeah, it's hard. But yes, Erin is a soccer player, and Griffin is also a soccer player, and they're talking about, you know, they're at the flip cup table talking about how they're both soccer players. And I mean, Mary has a thought on this. If you guys want to hear my mother Mary, she has a thought where she said Erin needs to realize she is no longer a soccer player. Girl, move on with your life. Find something else to define you and your personality. Mary is not a fan of Erin.
Mary.
Very bold to say that Erin has a personality.
Well,
her personality is jersey chasing. That's her personality. Like, please.
I've never played soccer. Most of my experience with soccer is through Bend It Like Beckham and She's the Man. But I just don't think that there's this like inalienable bond that is created through being two people who play soccer. It's like, yeah, you've got good cardio. I don't understand.
No,
yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah, no, I agree. I truly in my heart believe that like she has zero personality. She just won a jersey chase and she just has weird like I don't know if it's daddy issues, but like she wants someone to literally be her caretaker and be like right this alpha, because if you remember Corey was her boss before this. So they do have like weird, so she has this weird thing where you need to be better than me. I don't know better than me, but you need to be like in charge. Mm-hmm. So like, I just feel like Erin needs therapy, not Temptation Island.
I think all everyone.
Well, yes.
Yeah. I think that maybe is the quote of the episode that they need therapy, not Temptation Island. So then we get this amazing scene. This was like one of my favorite scenes in the whole episode between Kristen and Evan, where they're playing flip cup. And so as you pointed out, Kirsten, these men have been drinking all afternoon. They definitely were drinking while the women got ready and went to their dinner date with their like boyfriends. So they are like ready to party. And Evan, they're playing flip cup, and Evan shakes a bottle of champagne and it sprays everywhere. And Kristen has absolutely no chill. And so she's like, you better get down on your hands and knees and you better clean up this champagne, which I was like, all right, Kristen, like it's the first night on a television show. Like, I'm sure the crew will clean it. Like, I'm not certain that this is the route we need to take, but okay, I'm here for it. And they get in a fight, like a real fight. So yeah, give me your thoughts.
I love when Kristen says, like, I thought that I was going to be with men and not people trying to recapture their frat boy experience. She does not play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might love her.
Me too.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I really think that she's like the only, and this is a stretch because it's Temptation Island, but like sane one, because even on, not to talk about last episode, but right when they were doing the rules, she literally said, he knows what he needs to do. I don't need rules. So she got Julian on lock. So that's why she's like, let me not just do anything crazy either. But I love her because to me, like, she literally gives zero F's and she will just say it. And that's why her and Evan, when they start fighting, she's like, just chill, just chill.
And he accuses her. He's like, you know, you've only ever known one guy. That's why you're not open. And she was like, no, I'm not open to you because you suck.
And do you see how Julian looks and then look at you, Evan?
I don't even remember. Like, literally, I just watched an hour of television with Evan on it today. I don't remember what his face looks like. So I'm literally
going to
Google him.
You don't need to. I had to rewatch the episode to look him up.
Yeah, he's ugly. His name. He's not attractive. Mm-mm. I don't know. He's not ugly.
Well, no, they don't put ugly people on TV. Like, right, they just simply don't. But, like,
he's like, he looks like someone, and I can't tell who, from another reality show.
He looks like Theo from The Challenge.
Is it Theo?
No.
No, no.
No, no, no.
No, I'm sorry. Who is it?
He kind of looks.
I'm telling. Was it Love Island? No.
This man gives me like. I'm worried. I think there's been many like Temptation Island Evans. So now I'm worried that I'm looking at the wrong one. But the one I'm seeing here kind of gives me like very light Calafiore vibes.
No, Evan McFadden.
No, yeah. That's not.
Well, he's black. No, he's at least half black.
No, not in like looks exactly like him, but just like vibes that he has. Like,
oh yes, yes, not, yes.
Correct. I'm not trying to say he looks like.
I know. I was like, Kristen, I think that we're not looking at the correct person.
I was like, Kristen, who? What is you doing, baby?
I see what you mean. All right.
I gotta go.
He looks like Dale from The Bachelorette.
Oh, I haven't watched this.
I don't watch. Yeah, I don't watch. I'm sorry.
That's who he looks like. It's, yes, thank God. It was gonna bother me. So it's the eyes and the ears. Dale from Claire's season. Like, Dale.
Okay. The one that she left the season.
Yes, that's. Less. I knew he looked like someone. Okay, moving on. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. So, no, it's okay. So, the next morning, Julian's making eggs, and one of the girls, one of the single women says that she would like to have sex with the eggs, which I just thought was really funny. I was like, is she like Shaq? She wants to also have her eggs fertilized? Shaquille, sorry.
I was blown away by this.
Mm-hmm.
Those eggs look so good. I want to have sex with them.
Yeah, I mean, I was more blown away with the fact that it was probably 10 a.m. and Alexis was dressed as though she was going clubbing in Vegas. I was like, girl, you just woke up and you're wearing this
she's on
dress.
TV.
Yeah, it's very fair. But
this is what the Love Island people do, too. They like wake up and it's like full glam.
I mean, full glam. And I just thought it was so funny that she is sitting there talking with Kendall. And obviously, like, they're making sex eyes at each other, essentially.
Gross. Yeah.
And she says that she wants to let someone in because she has all of these walls up. And it's because of unfaithfulness in the past. And he was like, well, did you get cheated on or did you cheat on someone? And she was like, I cheated on my ex. And it's like, wait, so you put up walls because you cheated? That doesn't compare to...
She's addicted to cheating. If she dates someone, she will cheat. So she can't date anyone. And honestly, I respect that.
Her and Kendall are literally made for each other. Like, because to me, first of all, what does that even mean? I have walls up because I cheat. So she's basically saying, I don't let anyone get so close to me. And then because I'm not connected to you emotionally, I can just cut you off or I can, you know, do whatever, which is gross. But that's what Kendall is. So that's no wonder they have an instant connection.
Yeah, but you think she's going to wake up at 4 a.m. to do his ironing? I don't think so.
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, well, only time can tell because it's time for the couples to pick dates. And it was so dramatic and amazing.
I just like how it was like, literally, you're never going to see each other again. And then it's like, okay, now you're going to just sit in rows in front of each other and then ask people on dates.
Oh, my. Well, first off, I loved it that when Thomas walked in, he was like, hi, I love you to Chelsea. And all of the guys are like waving, blowing kisses at their girlfriend. And Kendall is like looking at the ground. He's like, don't associate with me, Erica. I'm over you. She even goes as far as to say like, hi, Bubba. And he straight up ignores her. Like, oh, the public humiliation there. I mean...
He knows it's over and he's not ready to face that fact.
He seemed pretty ready. Like,
no, but like he's ready to go do whatever he wants.
Oh,
but yes. He's not ready to have the conversation of like,
yes,
is that this is over? Like he wants to have his cake and eat it too.
Yes, because unfortunately she's, and this is like, I think probably, as I don't remember how long their relationship, but 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Or something. Yeah, it's like 2 years of grooming where he's just made her feel like absolute crap. Where. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how y'all feel, but if you were in a relationship with someone and your partner literally couldn't even look you in the eye for any reason, not because they're about to go on a date with someone else, but like they couldn't look you in the eye, like you would not be my partner anytime after that. Like, who do you know?
Well, and that's exactly where you bring up the grooming, where it's like literally he has manipulated her into thinking that, oh, she is less than and she's lucky to be with him. And so she's willing to just deal with progressively worse circumstances because he's making her feel like that's acceptable. It's really messed up. I can't believe that he would agree to go on the show to show the world that he is like this.
People that are like this don't think they're bad, like, you know what I mean? He is the king of his story, so like to him it's like, wow, look at how great I am, I'm ambitious, I'm on this level, and the world will see that Erica isn't.
And you know, it's crazy, like my mom said something to me about this. Mary had a take, and she said, like, Erica doesn't know her feelings because dipshit, I think she means Kendall, isn't there to tell her how to feel. Like, this girl is emotionally abused. And I don't say that lightly, because obviously, like, you can't, like, that is a very, very serious accusation to make. But I think that it's so present here and so obvious that this girl is just has, like you said, has been beaten down over the past 2 years. And really feels like garbage. It's so awful. It's really, really terrible. And I hope that we actually get to watch her sort of, you know, come out of the cocoon as a beautiful butterfly and spread her wings and maybe hook up with some hot guys here and say, please, screw you to him, because she deserves that. She deserves to come out of this, you know, happy and healthy and being able to move forward in her life.
Yeah. I hope she never has to see him again.
Yeah.
Truly.
I hope the people that are around her now, like now that the show's over, they're seeing this. Like, I really hope they built a village around her and are really like helping her work on this part of herself. Because if I saw my friend like on a show, if her partner made her go on the show, it's a wrap. But if I saw her acting like this, like I would be like, do you need to come over to my house and like, you know, first figure your life out? Because this isn't it. Like, with everyone else, I think I can like giggle and laugh and, you know, like, and make fun of them. But like, it just felt so real with Erica that like, it just didn't feel fun anymore. I don't know.
Completely agree.
Well, 100%. It just feels like no one has really been taking care of her at all. And that's just sad to see. Okay. So, I'm scrolling through this Temptation Island cast list. I have now watched 2 full episodes of this show. And if any one of these people passed me on the street, I would not know who they are.
So yeah, the singles are like not
like even it. Honestly, even the couples, I think I would recognize Thomas because he kind of looks like Rob. I'd recognize Chelsea because she's like been so present in the show. Maybe Julian because he's like such a big guy that would be notable. But like,
yeah,
but anyone else would be like, oh yeah, I just saw an extremely hot person. It would not click for me that they
I'm not certain that these people are dynamic. Like, no. I'm not, you know, I'm not like, wow, what great dynamic personalities that they got for Temptation Island. Scene is very fun. Like, you know, Julian goes up to pick Amanda, the girl who last week was in the confessionals, like drunk, being like, I like my hot guy with tattoos. Corey picks Nicole, and like Kendall, when he goes to pick Alexis, grabs her hand.
He's so ratchet. Like, he's literally the worst person ever.
And Erica's confessional afterwards is like, something is obviously happening because he didn't even have to fully make it there before she was stepping forward and like knew that something was going on. Like,
and did he even ask her?
I think he just grabbed her hand and walked away.
I think he just put his hand out and then was like, let's go.
That's Kendall though, right?
Yeah.
That's Kendall asserting dominance. Like, that's his. I know.
I
terrible,
think I have to be. I could not. I literally would fight him. Also, I will want to say for Julian, do y'all know what Amanda's last name is? Because it's worth mentioning. It is. Yes.
Amanda's last name is Spain Butt.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. This is my favorite discovery that I want to share with everyone. You are welcome.
I mean, it's no Rocky Buttery, but you know, my future husband, Rocky Buttery.
True. What Rob will give you away.
That was so funny. And then so I had like a dating app situation this week where someone was like, because I guess I have a picture from a live know-it-alls, and they were like, is that Rob's sister, Nino? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then they had no follow-ups. But I texted Rob a screenshot, and I said, if I marry this man, you can give me away.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm still rooting.
But is Spain hilarious.
Butts. Oh, yeah. No, that's amazing. I'm still rooting for Rocky Buttery, by the way.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But okay, so Tom picks Lauren to go on the date. And it's so funny because Chelsea has this confessional afterwards. And she was like, you know, Tom is really capable of leading someone on. And like, you know, he can act like he likes you when he does. Like, just like fully trying to tell herself a story that he's not into her, even though he's like, see, you know, it's just so.
That's why she's worried about the relationship. Yes. Because she's worried that he's doing that to her.
That's why I couldn't stop laughing. Because I was like, all of a sudden, Chelsea, you got confidence that he is going to lead someone else on. Why'd you come on the show? What have you been crying about for the past two episodes? Literally this. Like, it's just so funny. Because I don't appreciate women that, like, call out other women when their men are the ones effing up. And this was, like, that moment for me, like, what an idiot. Thomas is going to lead her on. No, maybe he's leading you on, fool.
It's, well, like, and what's the point of that? Being like, oh, ha, 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 in your face, Lauren. My man is going to emotionally manipulate you. Ha, ha, joke's on you.
She's just adding more to the club, you know. Jackets are expensive for their club, so maybe they need both discounts. I don't know.
I don't even.
So then it's the girl's turn to pick. Yes. And Kristen picks Jesse, who says that he feels like his strategy of being low-key and not pushing too hard has been paying off. Chelsea picks Dr. Blake, which Thomas says, oh, well, Dr. Blake is older because she likes men, not boys, which is the quote of the episode for me.
And I'm going to argue that there is not one man on this show.
Mark L. Wahlberg is a man, Kristen.
Okay, fine. The caveat will be the only man on this show is Mark L. Wahlberg, who apparently used to host the Antiques Roadshow. Did any of you
know? That's where I know him from. My dad was obsessed with Antiques Roadshow. That's where I know him from. I could not figure out where I knew him from. Now, that brings it all together.
I got a text from Mel Got Served this week about how he used to host Antiques Roadshow.
And that is so very funny. Happy.
Oh, my God.
So, wait, Erica... Oh, go ahead. Wait,
Blake's last name is Ayers?
Yeah.
Or Ayers? How do you say that?
I don't know. I just saw it and I was like, is he a eye doctor?
No, he's a dentist.
Oh, whatever. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if doctors had to change their last name to reflect their field of study? Like, it's like, oh, that's Dr. Internal. Oh,
I mean, Rocky Buttery is a stripper, right? So, like, this is not his real name. He's a stripper. So, like, I'm assuming he changed
it. He's a model?
Yes.
That like man I said. Is 31 years old asking to be called Rocky Buttery.
He needs to get gigs for the bachelorette parties, y'all. But I also say, did anyone else get confused when Alex showed up later talking to Chelsea? Because I thought that was Dr. Blake, the spin guy. Because I was like, they're the same. I didn't realize there were two bearded men.
I mean, it's like Walmart and Kroger. You know, it's like, yeah. It's like the same. They're all the same.
It's really rude of Alex not to wear his cowboy hat on the show as he does in Thank his cast you. Photo. Like, obviously, yeah. We need to distinguish.
Because I was like, when did Dr. Blake get an accent? Then it said Alex. I was like, oh.
Okay, so Erica picks Lex to go on the date, and she walks up to him. She struts up to him in her little shorts. She's Ooh. Looking real cute. And I watched this episode with my roommates, who are three queer men. And they all were like, ooh, Lex is cute. He's so cute. And then Kendall's like, I'm not worried. I know I'm way cuter than him. And all three of them were like, maybe you need to check yourself because you can't close your mouth all the way. And Lex can. So
I think that when Kendall looks in the mirror, he maybe loves himself a little too much because Lex is much cuter.
Mm-hmm, obviously.
Yeah, so Kendall's like the dementor that like sucked all the positivity from Erica and put it back into himself. That's literally what I think of. Because I never met somebody that with a face like Kendall that has the attitude that Kendall dares to have. Because how?
Like, yeah, and again,
not cute.
It's not like he's ugly physically.
No.
Like, it's fine. But I think that he also gets major negative points because we've now seen a crumb of his personality and it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Yes. So obviously that just makes him even worse looking. Mm-hmm. We did not go through these cast photos enough last week. Can we talk about how Tom Triola's picture, he's doing the like hanged like the like the little surfer thing with his hand.
Oh my God. I mean, I said it last week. I'll say it again. These people are the salt of the earth, Kirsten. What are you going to do? Yeah.
And did you look at David's Sylvia? Is this a chef hands? No, that's the other Tom. Sorry. I don't remember who David is, but I know we saw him. But like, why is he like standing like he's in a boardroom?
I'm going to tell you right now, that is Chris Noble. And I won't listen to anybody saying anything else.
Like, this man looked like he's like, and I need to tell you that this deal is going to close today. Like, without a shirt on, just so the listeners know, this man is like 8-pack going on. You know, body is on point, but like the face isn't. And like the shirt is like unbuttoned. Like, it's not off. So, and then and he's in like a
fit, like the where the like sleeve starts looks like it starts past his shoulder, so it looks like he's wearing a shirt that's too
it's probably Julian's shirt. Who knows?
How do you get Julian's shirt?
I don't know, production.
Oh no, budget. It's like Kristen has one of Julian's shirts as like a bathing suit cover up, and David took it.
Oh my God. Can I also say something about Lex? My friend dated him.
What?
Yeah. So I don't Tell have details, us. But she's from Miami and she said like he's a really nice guy actually. And like they still follow each other on Instagram and stuff. And I was like, wait, tell me more. But
well, I'm good because he's hot. And I hope I hope Erica has a great time with him.
That's what I was like, please, I want Erica to have every single man on the show. Mm-hmm. Who you want, girl? We'll make it happen for you. That's right.
Exactly. Exactly. So the last person to pick their date is Aaron. And in a very predictable flair, she picks Griffin, the soccer player, and it makes Corey sad. Hey, and he cries a lot about it.
I do think that Aaron might be a sociopath because I think that she chose the one man that would hurt Corey the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my mom had something to say about this. Mary has a thought.
Okay.
She texted me and said, Corey, you're killing me. She picks the one guy who plays soccer. I hate her. Kendall is the worst human being. Seriously, this new girl better run too. He thinks he's so great, and in reality, he sucks. And of course, Chelsea chose the dentist. That was her thought on the date pics.
Of course, Chelsea. Yeah, because he's out here being like, let me give her all my attention.
Mm-hmm. But like in a creepy way, like where he was preying on her, right? Wait, I know you said this, Kirsten, mm-hmm. already, but yeah.
Well, it's like everybody likes attention, but yeah. I don't think anybody wants to be the sole focus of one person's attention. Like,
you really don't.
If you want to date me, you got to also have other stuff going on.
Of course, yes, because I am not that interesting. Like, I can't dance for you all the time, all right? I need a break. You know, you got to think of something else.
It's like, I'm tired, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, I am that interesting, but I do need a break.
No, but, like, no one is that interesting. Like, my husband and I are both only children, and we're in a lockdown together in California since March. So, like, mm-hmm. yeah, this is very much the case where I've been like, no, but I, like, this is too much. Like, you know, how about you, like, go on a hike with your friend instead mm-hmm. of me? And he's very much like, no, let's hang out together. And I was like, we do at home all the time. So, we love him, but it's like my guy. So I really sympathize because, that's not who I am. Like, I cannot have, like, one person's attention this much. And he, like, kind of, like, focuses in on you where he's like, my parents said that you and your partner need to have the same things in common.
Oh, yeah, like scuba diving.
And snowboarding or skiing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, you really don't, because then you're married yourself. And do you want to be that? Like, have some variety.
Maybe I should just marry myself.
Yeah, you will be.
I want to come. Can I come to the wedding?
Of course you can come to the wedding. Who's okay, gonna give me to me?
Rob. What do you mean? You can have Rob and your dad. Now your dilemma is done.
Yes. Perfect. They'll shake each other's hands. I'm like, my kid.
Okay, we have to.
Anyways, okay. Sorry.
Aaron is associate.
So going back to then after this whole date fiasco, they pick all their dates and then they do some form of a party where everybody is half naked. So the girls come out and they're in bikinis and the guys are all in little underwear. And there's the guy, Alex, you said, who's flipping the girls. He said he's never met a girl he couldn't flip. I was disturbed and confused, but sure.
I was into it.
I mean, live your truth, Alex, I guess. And then, so yeah, they're like playing. There's nothing really exciting happened at the girls' party. I can't really remember.
I got so confused at this because I figured, okay, well, they just asked out someone on a date. They're going to go on a date. So I was like, wait, are these group dates? I don't understand.
That's exactly wow. I literally wrote that in my notes. I was like, the date is a party? ?
Yeah, I was like, oh, so now it's just the same thing they did yesterday, but only with 8 people instead of 16? Oh,
yeah, that's what I thought. But then it wasn't.
They were all there. They were all there. Yeah, I understand the confusion.
Yeah, because I was like, they're on a date. And the first thing, the shot is of Chelsea's ass and them her twerking. So I was like, they're on. And then he flips her. So I was like, yeah, this is Blake flipping her. It is not. And it's not a party.
Yeah, so just odd there, but like at least I understand that. Like, obviously the girls are wearing their bikinis. But then we go over to the men's side, and Corey is still crying, and he's crying to the girl that he asked on a date. He's crying to Nicole, and she's like trying to make him feel better. Nicole actually does seem like a sweet person, but she's also like sitting there with this plastered smile on her face, like maybe you'll fall in love with me. but Corey, you know, he's crying and he's upset, but then he gets over it because we're doing an angel devil party and I have
it's not just angel devil, it's angel devil schoolgirl, the three types.
I have to believe that the show provided these costumes.
Oh, 100%.
Like the girl showed up and they were like, so we're giving you like slutty costumes to wear around, and I don't like to use that term, but like I don't know what else there is to describe what I'm sure these gross producers were like, here, have at it. And then they come out and they give Corey this crown and they make him happy. And then the guys start to just go nuts. Corey's taking body shots. Right. Kendall is being Kendall and grinding and grabbing Alexis's ass and giving each other lap dances because they're playing this gnarly game of truth or dare. And it gets intense.
I fully missed the truth or dare part of this. I really thought it was like, okay, they're just all doing lap dances now. That's where we're at.
And yeah, so, and also like cut to Kristen, right? Saying, I don't want someone to lead their frat boy fantasy. And then you cut to this party. So it's like, she was already like foreshadowing this happening because it was so bizarre. And then the guys were not even dressed correctly. They're Julian, first of all, what was your outfit, sir? Like looking like, you know, I don't know. His haircut really throws me off too. But
it really does.
It's it just doesn't
suit him because he is an attractive guy. But the like haircut makes him look like a caveman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He can probably flip people tonight. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Well, we know he can flip you.
Yes. Kendall is just like also ready to just be naked. Like, I don't think, he was ready. Like, he's ready to cheat.
Yeah, no, he's ready to have sex. I think that's like the main takeaway from this. Like, I'm actually shocked he didn't have sex with Alexis that night. Right? Like, that's what I thought that we were about to get.
I think they already have had sex.
Ooh, T.
And they're just going to show it to us later. But we'll find out Big Brother style videos, you know? Like,
I just think that this show is so invested in making us think that it's some kind of personal development for all the people on it that showing us the Kendall Alexis sex so early makes it seem like, oh wow, yeah, he's not even here for the experience, he's just here to get laid. And whereas if they show it to us later, they can make it seem like there's been some kind of progression and make us feel some kind of way about it, because I don't think they want us necessarily to hate Kendall.
Doing a great job because Kendall is Kendall.
He's not doing a great job. Like, even if they wanted to edit, what the hell are they going to edit? This man, literally every word he says is, I'm an idiot, I'm a cheat, I'm, you know, like, that's what it sounds like every time he talks.
My mother had a lot to say about this party.
I can't believe your poor mother.
I know. Sweet, sweet mother. She's on vacation with my dad right now. They rented like a little Airbnb in Florida and are just quarantining there and like riding bikes on the beach. And she was like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Put a picture of your mom with her bike on the beach. And Maggie, I hope that I'm not saying anything wrong. Your mom's hot.
She is, right? She looks so hot in that picture. My dad sent us that picture and he was like, I married over my head. And I was like, she looks so good.
Like, you're like, oh yeah, my mom's in her 50s. She's Catholic, been married, whatever. And I was like, that like conjures an image in your mind.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. And I was like,
no, yes, Mary is very hot. She'll be embarrassed when she hears us calling her hot on this podcast, but
sorry, it's Mary.
Hot, you're hot. Okay, so she texts me and she says, where did they get the single girls for this show? Good God. And Thomas is just a tool, too. He ain't leaving with his girlfriend. This girl giving Kendall the lap dance better learn how to iron.
Ironing thing. Okay, this is what bothers me the most about it. It's not even that it's like, okay, someone's getting up at 4 a.m. to do his ironing when he should just do it himself. Why can't the ironing be done the night before? Why does it have to be at 4 in the morning?
Kendall, and he needs to assert power over her.
That's what I was gonna say.
So gross.
Because if he were so ambitious and so successful, why doesn't he dry clean it? And then just get them to iron it there and just hang it up in your closet with the little plastic thing, sir. No, it's not.
He does not money.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he a broke as a joke and looks like a broke fool too. So anyway, let me move on. Kendall is
okay. Yeah, so at this party, they're playing Truth or Dare, and one of the girls asks Thomas if he's going to be devastated if he doesn't leave with his girlfriend. And he, and I thought what was a very respectful way, it was like, of course I'm going to be devastated. Like, I'm here so that we can figure things out. And Maya, one of the singles, does not like this because she says the point is to meet your match.
She
and he says,
blew off the handle.
She's crazy. And he says, well, no. Maybe that's your point, but my point is to work things out with my girlfriend. And she is like so disturbed that he would ever suggest that he's not here to hook up with one of them. It's like, Girl, what show do you think you're on? She literally thinks she's on The Bachelor.
At one point, Maya literally says, I'm a person too. Like, don't invalidate my experience. Maya, just go try to hook up with a different dude. You think Thomas is your match? All of this over Thomas?
Julian, at least try. No, I'm just kidding. But also, can I say that
how much you like Julian?
I know. I'm a little shocked. Stop.
I love him, but he's a cheater. So, like, do I actually? No.
I mean, you're also happily married.
So. Yes, also that. My husband knows. He watches Temptation Island with me.
Now that's love.
Can I say, like, it's very hard to take these people serious, especially Maya with her thong with, she looks beautiful, but, like, she dressed like the devil and acting like one. You know who Maya needs to date? Evan from the other villa. Because they're both so pressed that, like, how dare this person reject me and not take a moment to get to know me. Maya, Evan is right there for you if you're listening.
Is this what it's like to be, like, really hot, where just everybody wants to be with you, and the second someone doesn't, like...
Who is you're asking the wrong guy.
Not me. Because, like, obviously, like, I'm extremely hot, but, like, not hot like these people.
Well, these people are like, you know, like Instagram hot.
Well, some of them are Instagram hot. Some of these people I don't even think are Instagram hot.
I will say Maya obviously also has a lot of augmentation done to her body. Like, when I first saw her last episode, I thought she did not look right. Like, I was like, something's not correct. Then I saw her cast picture and I was like, okay, like, it's just a little plastic surgery. But
it's like... looks great, but also, like, Maya, know the show that you're on, because, girl, like, and also, I thought it was so funny, you know, you mentioned, like, she's dressed like the devil, and she was like, he's looking at me as though I have devil horns coming out of my head. Girl, you do.
You literally do.
Well, she probably would have never thought of that if she wasn't wearing them. She wouldn't have even considered that the devil exists.
Oh, but Maya is not dumb. Maya is 32, from San Jose, so my part of the world. And a web developer. Maya got money. So, and literally her, like, bio says, scorned by men in the past, she vows to never let that happen again and is looking for a man who can match her on an intellectual level, and good bone structure won't hurt. None of those things is Thomas.
Also, like, none of those things is, like, go on The Bachelor if that's what you want. I feel like she applied for The Bachelor and couldn't get on The Bachelor and was like, sure.
I feel like she would be a much better fit on Love Island.
Ooh,
Because, like, then she would have more, they're not giving any of the singles really a fair chance to actually meet someone, because the show's not about them. Like, there's a reason why all of the couples are who we met first, and they didn't even introduce us to each single. Like, it's not about them. It is about the couples. And so if you want something to be all about you, you can't be a single on Temptation Island.
So now we're done with the party and we're moving on to the dates. Okay. And I thought the dates were kind of a snooze fest. I don't know about you. I was sort of like, okay, like, the girls go ziplining, the guys are on a boat. Kendall can't swim, which is pretty funny because he's Mr. Perfect and yet he can't swim.
No, but even then, did you, like, the line of how he manipulates this situation, like, God, give me this kind of confidence, because he literally says, not Amanda, Alexis, what is her name? Alexis?
Alexis, yes.
Yes, thank you. Is swimming for them, was his quote.
He's literally just holding on to her, like, groping her.
And he has a noodle.
And she's towing him through the water on a pool noodle.
He's literally like a parasite on you. Like, he was on Erica, now he found a new host.
Which man was the one who jumped last into the water?
Oh, I don't know. But the, like,
I don't know.
But they just belly flopped in. Like, it was like, dive in. He's like, well, I can't just jump in. And then he just kind of, like, tipped over and fell. Like,
it must have been Corey, right?
Yeah, I think
Corey,
it was Corey, because I didn't see any facial hair, and it certainly wasn't Julian.
No. But yeah, I thought, I mean, like, the problem is that we're watching these people go on dates, and, like I said, they're just not dynamic at all. So, like, Aaron and Griffin, I was like, I could not care less about what these two people are talking about. Like, I actually feel like I disassociated for a second while they were talking because I was like, there's just nothing here that I would ever care about. The conversation
trying to find things to care about, though. That's what she says. And Griffin literally says, you need to find new things to be your soccer. So you can tell that Griffin's already moved on. And he's like, I don't want to talk about soccer. And that's all she cares about. She's so vanilla.
Why? Okay, but I just don't get, why is soccer the thing? What's so, look, I understand it's a very popular sport.
Well, it's not in America.
Honestly, though, Kirsten, it's the idea of, you know, like somebody, when you dedicate your whole life to something and then you don't go pro at it in whatever aspect, you know, say you are a musician and you're in the marching band at your college and then you're done. You know, say that you are, you know, an athlete and you go college and then you're done. Like, you have to put in so much time and effort. So I do understand that. Like, that was her whole life for years. And I'm sure that her dream was to play pro and to be on the women's soccer team and to do all of that. And I'm sure that she's having a really hard time letting go of that dream, and with it comes the lifestyle, which is why she's probably feeling sort of torn between this athlete lifestyle and Corey. But I just think that it's ridiculous because Corey seems like he actually deeply respects her and like isn't an alpha personality because he respects her enough to want to like make decisions together, that he wants to, you know, help her find other things in her life that she's interested in. Like, he seems like the most supportive partner ever. And I think she's just not certain. This is just never the lifestyle that she probably dreamed of for herself. So she's having trouble adjusting. That would be my guess.
Why do you have to go make me feel bad for these people?
I'm sorry.
I think something's wrong with Corey. I saw him on site,
I don't like this man. But this week I liked him a little better than last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly because I pitied him.
The math isn't mathing with Corey. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't tell you why.
Yeah, I think that we'll maybe see. I think that he is, I feel like Corey's going to be like the late bloomer in the season who we're going to be happy for when he finally like spreads his wings.
Oh, yeah.
But Erica was on this episode and or was on her date and she's on her date with Lex and he's like asking her, you know, like, what are you interested? What have you been doing? And he's like, and she's like, well, you know, I just sort of have been like doing things for Kendall. And that was, I feel like, as an audience member, the first time where I was like, oh no, like really, oh no, that like you can't even say anything about what you have going on in your life or what you're interested in or what you do other than literally serving your boyfriend who has forced you to come on reality television so he can publicly cheat on you. Like, that's dark. And she started crying on her date. And sweet Lex, I'm really glad to hear that he's a nice guy because he really seemed it in the episode. He's like, it's okay, it's okay. And it's just very clear that right now she's not in a position where she should be dating anyone. She should be, like you said, perhaps
to be single and finding herself.
Yes.
And being close with friends and getting out of this super toxic, manipulative situation. And yeah, it's just really sad because then they come back from the date and she's still so upset and she's talking to all the girls. And you can just see, I understand why all of the girls are friends because they really are super supportive of each other and seem to really like each other and be helping each other through it. And she's just like crying and she's like, you know why? All of your boyfriends, like when they walked in for the date, they said they loved you. And Kendall just like wouldn't even look at me. And she's just like having this full breakdown and this full realization that her boyfriend that she's given so much to doesn't love her anymore. And it was awful. It really was.
It's dark. It's so dark.
It is.
Like, I know that that's what the producers want, but like, I really wish that there was, you know, a person on site that could really like, even for an hour, but like help them, you know, just talk through this stuff. Because like, I don't know, with Erica, it isn't fun. It's not fun to watch her like truly break down, because I mean, Kendall has manipulated her so much where she literally, you know, I can't imagine someone saying, I don't know how to feel or act when my partner is not around. Like, he has literally, you know, like that's what they say, right? Like when you're pledging like some organization, but they say like, we want to break you down and build you up the way we want. And like, that's literally what he's done, where he like almost a puppet, right? He just wanted like a pretty face that like, again, like was maybe out to the outside world, a boss, like, you know, person, mm-hmm. but like inside at home, I need you to be like under me. I need you to like, you know, not be like, you're not my equal. You'll never be my equal. That kind of thing. Like, I cannot imagine what he said to her behind closed doors, y'all. It's right. Awful.
Well, and it's just, it's the type of thing where like, I just watched something about this recently of like the manipulation tactic that's used in situations like this. And it's basically like, you start out with what's called like love bombing them, and you're so mm-hmm. kind, and you like bring them in and you feel so in love and it moves really, really fast. And then you stop, and then mm-hmm. they crave that affection, and then you give them a little bit, but you never give them back what you started. And then it's just like so unstable because you're never providing them consistency. And it gets to the point where you're making someone crave your affection so much that they would do literally anything to get it. They would put up with anything that you give them, even if it's negative, because you have put you've fully manipulated them and put them into the situation. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that their relationship is abusive. Like, it's so...
I don't think so either. And I don't say it lightly either, because like, you never want to speculate on something like this. But like, the way that she's describing it, like everything that you just said, Kirsten, it sounds like that's the way that the relationship operated. It's really, really dark and really not good. And then Mark L. Wahlberg comes in as she's weeping and is like, bonfire time, where you get to see clips of your boyfriends being horrible.
And like, he feels Erica, good about himself. Do you think Mark L. Wahlberg feels like he's done a good day's work in this situation?
He's probably in therapy too. Like, because I don't know how, like I said, I really understand. Like, I don't think I could host or be a producer ever, because like, I feel like I'm a little manipulative, but not in this way. But you know, like, it's just, it feels disgusting. And like, Erica, you couldn't hear her. Like, I've never seen someone cry like this on reality TV, where like, she was gasping, and in between gasps she was talking. Like, to me, like, why can't they just remove her from this situation? Like, to be like, this isn't for you, I'm sorry. Kendall will still give them all the ratings. Like, we're still gonna hate on him. But I don't know. I just, like, to me, it's just not safe, and it's just an awful thing on the producer's end too.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. So they go to the bonfire, mm-hmm. and they only show two clips. And I think we're going to get the other two next week. But they show Chelsea's clip and they show Kendall for Erica. And when they do Chelsea's clip, like, her clip is the conversation that we talked about before with Thomas, where, oh, also just probably should set this up for anybody who's not actually watching the show and just listening to us. The bonfire is where all of the people in relationships separately from each other, the men all go at the same time and the women all go at the same time. And Mark L. Wahlberg shows them clips of what their partner has been up to during the week. And it's just like, Mark L. Wahlberg makes a point to say, it's just a moment. You get no context for it. So like, how is it helpful? It's not, other than to probably make you go insane in there, but all right. So the clip that Chelsea gets is Thomas telling the story about her at the networking event. So she's obviously very upset by that. You know, we talked about it earlier, about how she's like, hello, like, I was not there. Like, he's making the story sound like it's my fault when it was not my fault. And I was expressing to him how I felt. And so it wasn't good, but it wasn't, you know, like, super damning information. And then we go to Erica and she has to watch the clip of him say, you know, that she's like so much worse than him at everything. And then we have to watch him grind, or Alexis grind on him, and him be all over her. And, you know, Erica just has a meltdown, obviously, because how can you not when you see a clip like that about your partner of 2 years?
And like, just, and for what? Like, what mm-hmm. does it, what do you gain by, like, as Kendall, what do you gain by being so horrible? I don't think, like, any woman should realize that when you're talking to a man, like if you're like a woman who dates men and you're talking to a man and they are going off about how bad their ex is, or in this situation, their current girlfriend, that's the one of the biggest red flags of all. Like, run, literally run in the other direction. Because what, you think you're so great? Like, you think that he's going to think of you as different? No, he's going to also see you as trash, and it's not safe.
And he's going to make you crazy, like, because he's done that for all his exes. And the worst part was he called her emotional and him practical. You're not practical. You're toxic. And I just, like, can't imagine, like, seeing my partner, right, sitting in a hammock in between two girls. Because that was the clip they showed him. Erica. And he's literally just, like, talking to such awful thing. Like, he's so disgusting. And, like, if they're back together, like, I hope that Erica's family is helping her after watching this ratchet show.
If you want the last Mary thought of the evening, and it's a good one because she's my mom and she's awesome. And she said, Chelsea and Erica need to find courage to believe in themselves and to know that they're enough to gain self-confidence and throw their current boyfriends out. I do think Chelsea is kind of needy and has such low confidence she won't ever be able to be in a relationship the way that she is currently. They all need to work on themselves and believe that they are enough for someone, the right someone. And I agree, Mary. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, like, it really was. I felt like I was, like, giggling a lot at the top of the episode, and it was really fun and, you know, like, scandalous or whatever. And then by the end of the episode, it really brought the mood down.
Yeah.
So I did prepare for this, and I have a couple of things that I wanted to talk about as sort of, like, mood lighteners here at the end of the podcast.
Okay.
And the first is about the beads that all of the men are wearing all the time. Why?
So I had a conversation about this with my Love Island co-host Brian Scally this week. And so he was like, it's where their microphone is.
Yeah, that's
so
what
they
thought.
Don't want, like, their microphone hanging down like it would on, like, Big Brother or whatever.
Oh.
But, like, I would rather look at a microphone than look at those ugly necklaces. They're horrible.
So watch Love Island, right? They have that one white one. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Well, in Love Island, a lot the women are wearing waistbands with the mic in it because they're in a bikini and there's nowhere to clip a mic to.
Yeah. And even on Florabama Shore, they actually have this, like, necklace thing instead of the mic. It's weird.
Shocked. Well, that makes perfect sense. I just thought that they had, like, a sponsorship deal with, like, Ugly Island beads or something. Like, I didn't know.
We would have seen an ad for them, I think, if it was a
well.
But they're so bad. Oh my God.
They are not good.
I can never take someone seriously in that.
My other question that I have for you is the music, specifically the theme song. I don't want to sing it because I don't want us to get sued, but it goes a little something like, you're not gonna tempt me, over and over and over and over again, while showing B-roll of people's butts. And then the couple's, like, holding each other out in front of a waterfall. What are your thoughts on that?
I would love if there was part of the intro that showed who these singles are, because I don't know who they are. And it's really annoying. Like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, why did no one ask Katrina out? Why do I not remember seeing her on my screen? Like, I feel like I've never seen this woman before.
No, she had a confessional, I believe. She's the one that sounds like the Valley Girl.
That doesn't narrow it down.
I know.
Oh, no. Katrina's the one with the long legs.
Yeah, spider legs. Yeah, she's spider legs.
She's the one who's, like, 10 feet tall.
She was in this episode. She was the one she was also sitting in between Thomas and Maya when they were fighting. She was the one that wanted to become the chair.
She was the one who's been in a few. She was making out with Alexis too, right? Like, they were making out?
Kiss on the cheek that turned into not kiss on the cheek.
I'm waiting for a threesome to happen because I feel like it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
COVID got people.
What do you think they'll name the YouTube video for that one?
Sexy guy cheats on his girlfriend in steaming hot threesome. Click here for more.
Oh my, that sounds like a bad, you know, like if you're watching something illegal and then it's like a pop-up yes. ad.
I mean, yes.
Oh God, I think anyone watching Temptation Island, just make sure you've got your ad blocker on because you could probably end up with something on your computer you're not looking for.
Are you watching Temptation Island or are you clicking on a wrong link? You'll never know.
Honestly, I mean,
either way, it starts out funny and it ends up with you feeling bad.
Kirsten!
I'm joking!
Much like A Night with Kendall.
Oh my gosh, that is too good.
I just, too good. I think I might be unhinged on this podcast.
Well, I mean, what else are we going to do? Listen yeah. to what we're talking about. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's like oh well, ridiculousness.
It's so wild because this show takes itself so seriously.
Yeah.
And they really try to be so intense about it. But at the end of the day, we've now watched like, what, 84 minutes of this show. And I've learned nothing. And hardly anything has happened. But also so much has happened.
And Mark yes. L. Wahlberg, right, giving Erica that like uncle pep talk about
like a weird uncle. Thank
yeah,
you.
Where mm-hmm. he literally like says to her, right, like you have to put your own mask before you put on the others. And then what else does he say? Yeah, and then he starts talking about how you are surrounded by people that love you. Like, don't feel this way. I can't remember. Anyway, he said a whole bunch of stuff and then he starts like choking up himself, which I'm sure actually like it's probably so hard. Yeah. But when she starts calling Kendall mature, wise, and advanced.
Oh my
first
gosh.
Of all, this yes. loser has mm-hmm. really got this beautiful, perfect dime thinking, you know, she's mm-hmm. not that. And like Mark's, I think, face was all of us too. And like, I was like, this show really is annoying and it takes itself too serious. But I was like, can you shake her? Can someone shake her, please? Just do it.
So, okay, Mark yes. L. Wahlberg has two children in their 20s. Okay. Oh. A son named Morgan and a daughter named Goldie. Do you think they will ever be on Temptation Island?
I think he will jump into the water if his children ever thought.
I wonder if Goldie sings the music.
She's
the,
a ballet dancer.
Ooh, oh, Goldie.
I like that name. I think that's cute.
Goldie is a good name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that about does it for this week's Temptation Island, unless there's anything else you guys want to talk about.
I think that legally I need to stop recording this podcast.
Sure,
today.
Sure, sure, sure. I feel you.
Oh,
well, Sasha, thank you so much for joining us. Can you let people know where they can find you, what you're up to, what's going on with you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. And I, you know, love to tweet about reality TV. So you'll constantly find me just giving my thoughts about Ratchet Kendall. And I also am podcast on Silent Podcasts. So we're doing Temptation Island as well. So after you're done listening to RHAP and you need more, come down to the Silent Podcast YouTube. And we're also doing Florabama starting Friday. So if you love Florabama Shore and need more people to talk to, we're there.
That's so awesome. Oh, yeah. I'll have to check it out. That's
yeah,
great.
It's wild.
All right, Kirsten, where can people find you?
I mean, if they're not already sick of me, I am podcasting about Riverdale Weekly with Frail Mary on KowskiCast. That's Cow with a K. And I'm talking about BoJack Horseman Weekly with Lindsay Wilson on our BoJack Horseman Rewatch podcast, BoJack Horse Pod. I'm on all social media at Kirsten Said What. And then, of course, I think, has The Dark Walk come out yet? It's coming out
no.
soon. The Dark Walk Part 2 about Bridgerton with myself, Sasha, Geneva, Sarah, coming very soon.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that'll be on the Potion Recaps patron feed.
Awesome. I have to check that out. I loved Bridgerton. I thought it was So fun. It got me feeling some type of way.
Oh, yes. Oh,
We're here. We're in quarantine. It really got me. It made me feel some things.
It got all of us. It got us all.
Yes.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter at @_MLMorgan and on Instagram at @MLMorgan_. And I'm so excited because we got Big Brother Canada news. So I'll definitely be tweeting about that, as I'm sure the both of you will as well. Super excited for that to start. That'll be fun. And we'll see you next week to talk about the amazing show that we did this week, Temptation Island. So be sure to check us out.
Okay.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.